nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm bringing back my friend Corey Sullivan. It's been a few weeks since Corey's been on the podcast, but he wrote an interesting blog post in his blog this past week that really kind of got me thinking and made me curious about how we're using this time of the year. There's a few times in the year in our ministry calendars where there's some dead period programmatically. And Corey wrote a very interesting blog about it. And I really want to focus on that and talk about how we can be using this period in time in our ministry calendar to not just rest and relax and enjoy time by ourselves and recuperate, but also use it as a way to get some low-hanging fruit wins with students and also cast vision for our minister, for our volunteer leaders. So there's some really cool things that you can do at this time of year. And so we're kind of going to unpack that a little bit with Corey Sullivan. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Corey. All right. Well, my friend Corey Sullivan is back in the house. Corey, how are you?
Good. Am I the most frequent guest on the show?
Okay. I think we've addressed this many times. Yes, you are the most
frequent. I just like rehashing it out because it makes me feel special for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. I appreciate that. Yes, you are the most. Even though I haven't had you on for a while now, you still are the most frequent guest.
You've been getting a lot of people from like around the country, like phone calls, and you're always like tech savvy with that.
Yeah. It's been nice talking to different people.
Who do you think has been like the best? I don't know. The best kind of makes it like a competition. But one of the interesting conversations you've had with people, where you left like, "Hey, that was awesome."
Oh man, I mean, I like talking to everybody. I'm a PC guy. I'm not gonna. Yeah. But I do
number
like
one
I
strength mean, finder for Thomas Harmony.
Yeah, that's right.
I always get on about that.
But I do like talking to Ben Kearns over in California, just because we're the same age, we have the same style, and he's just fun to talk to. So I do like talking to Ben. I'll just pump up his blog, averageyouthministry.com, and he's got a great book. I'm actually going to talk about his book a little bit in my sermon coming up, From the Pen to the Palace. It's a fascinating book. It's great for youth ministry, so I would definitely recommend that as well. Okay, but you're not supposed to ask me questions.
It's called conversation, man. Like,
I'll just shut up now. Okay, well, I did want to have you on because you wrote a good blog piece the other day, and I want to talk about that. But before we get into that, the cultural phenomenon right now, and again, as youth ministers, we have to be part of the culture and understanding what's going on. Star Wars hit the theater. And you saw it. I know you saw it.
We saw it together.
We saw it together. It's not a question mark.
At a 10 o'clock showing on Thursday night.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit about Star Wars. Don't recap Star Wars for me. But again, here's what I want to go with Star Wars. Is who did you take along with you? And how could you use Star Wars for ministry? Like, I mean, tell me your thoughts of the movie. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Was it up to par with what you're used to kind of deal?
Growing up, like, I've always watched the first three, the episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Because you weren't born when the
film... I wasn't born when it came out. They were always around, so it was always just part of my culture. Like, I knew about Han Solo and the Carbonite, like...
Oh, yeah.
Before he... Like, I was like, oh, why is he in that statue? Before I even watched the one beforehand. Like, we were just always on TV.
Yeah.
And then the prequels come out. And, like, I was in the age where I thought they were just cool.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't into the fandom so much or noticed, like, how actually, like,
inferior
bad chemistry. There's just not a chemistry in it.
Yeah, there's
no chemistry. It's good storylines. It's really bad chemistry to it. And so I didn't notice that. And then this one came out, and it was awesome. It picks up the feel of the original three with the humor and the characters. And it feels like it's just a very natural just flow and continuation of this greater storyline.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I loved it. In fact, I've seen it a second time already, and I liked it more the second time than I did the first time because you pick up on a few different things, And you're aware of things, so you're not as surprised.
People aren't screaming in the movie theater when, like, Han Solo comes out, right, with Chewbacca, and he's like, I'm home, and everyone, like, freaks out. Great, I want to hear what they're trying to say, because this is key information here.
Yes, well, I would agree with you on that. The second time around, it seemed like other people had seen it as well, although I was sitting next to someone who had not seen it at all, and he was, like, literally freaking out at every moment. It was kind of funny to see. But how did you use it for ministry, and how could someone else use it for ministry?
Well, knowing that this is such a big thing, you got to leverage that. Leverage the things that are coming up in just the world and in culture for your benefit in ministry. And so this, I just knew, hey, I went in the day of, I was personally like super excited about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, how can I use this for ministry from like the get-go? Let's take kids out to a midnight showing. Let's do that. So like the day the tickets went on sale, I bought a whole bunch. I think I only bought like half a dozen, like six or something like that. I ended up bringing a bunch of kids. Tom came. My smoking hot girlfriend came. I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say that. Okay.
Only I can say that. But yeah, you don't say that.
I can't say that.
No. And then, and so we just went and saw the Star Wars. It was great. We all kind of met up. It was very low key. We went at 10 o'clock. We took a lot of the older kids so they could have their own rides. We asked their parents' permission for them to be out that late, all that kind of stuff. It was like the Friday afterwards was right before school, was the last day of school. For like a few weeks, so kids are like, yeah, I don't care about life anyways right now. Let's just like go see some Star Wars.
Yeah, and it creates that by you taking them out there to that late night showing, it creates that bonding experience that you'll be able to talk about for years. Remember that time that we saw Star Wars at 10, 11 o'clock at night? It was awesome. We were like one of the few people that got to see it. I mean, so it creates that
It's a memory maker.
There you
go. Because, you know, in 20 years, they're going to be like, hey, where were you when you saw when that new Star Wars came out? And they're going to be like, hey, I was with this awesome guy, Corey.
Yeah. And Tom, right?
And that guy, Tom came.
Tom came too.
And,
but he stinks. So, all right, well, let's transition. I would encourage you, actually, if you have not seen Star Wars, go see it and take some kids with you. It's a good memory maker. Well, you don't need to be the first person to see Star Wars. In fact, you won't be the first person to see Star Wars anymore. But it's a good memory maker. And you could use this for any big movie show that comes out, like Captain America Civil War. That, you know, that would be a big one.
And this may be edited later by Tom, but if you're a student pastor and you haven't seen Star Wars at all, you need to reevaluate what you're doing with life because, like, that's such a big cultural thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
Binge watch the next few days.
Yeah, binge watch the next. So, all right, well, let's transition. You know, it is the holiday season, there are different holidays that come around, you know, the year, and there are different seasons in our ministry year that you're able to rest and you're able to refocus, you're able to adjust. And you actually just have an interesting blog post on your blog the other day that I'd love for you to share with them. Tell them what you wrote about. You can find them at theconqueringofchaos.com, but tell them what it is.
So it's really just calling it like the holiday Christmas cheer season. It's really taken a pause over the next few weeks to just reevaluate some ministry stuff, take some personal rest, hash out what's working and not working in ministry, and really just cast some vision for the year ahead. And so that's what I'm hoping to do the next few days. You know, it's a weird ministry week for student ministry because everyone's with families, people are going. So we kind of just said, hey guys, use this opportunity to spend time with your family. And with that, I personally get to spend time, you know, talking with leaders, talking with other parents, and just, hey, what's working, what's not working. Personally rest. I'm going up to my hometown of Rochester, New York, and just hang out. Spend time with my family. I haven't seen them in months. And just kind of reinvigorate my life a little bit.
Wait. So you're not going to be on your computer at all times when you're up in Rochester?
I'll probably set aside a couple hours. I'm a workaholic. And
okay, well, I'm trying to get you to say no, I'm not going to. No. Right.
Well,
no. You
caught me there.
No. The reality is, though, this time period, again, there's certain time periods in the year. One is this one where you got the Christmas Eve to the New Year time period where it is a huge family area. A huge family time. So even if you tried to do something with students during this time, you should expect low results. Or something else.
I would counter with that though. Kids are off of school, and so you need to leverage that time as well. And so find ways, find low cost probes, find little things that your leaders can do, not necessarily you and programmically. But investing in your leaders to say, hey, go take some kids out to coffee. You need to be doing this. You need to be helping build these positive relationships over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I remember even you sending out an email, and you've been good over this over the years about sending out emails to all the leaders saying, hey, this is what these are some things that you can be doing with students now. Not a program thing, but some things you can be doing with students.
Yeah, just that low-hanging fruit, easy things. Hey, take kids shopping. It's amazing what you can accomplish just through text messages. And just saying, hey, Merry Christmas. What's your favorite gift that you got? Like, what are you doing? And just some of those things that take, you know, 30 seconds, a little 30-second conversation over text message. But it's, hey, it tells those kids, hey, they're thinking about me. They took the time out of their day with their family to text me. And out of all this craziness, I'm not asking that our leaders do this three times a week. I'm asking, hey, over the next 2 weeks, do it once.
Yeah.
You know, send out some text messages on New Year's Eve and say Happy New Year's at midnight. And the kids are like, oh, these crazy old people are up late, you know. But it's also a time for our leaders to rest and take a break and do nothing. A lot of them are off of work. A lot of them are kind of all over the place with family. And it's an intentional time to say, this is your rest. This is our gift to you, you know. Not necessarily a gift like that, but, you know.
Yeah. No, well, you're exactly right. And back to the point of, you know, what you can do with a text. I remember Matt McKee at Orange pre-conference. This was probably a few years ago, where he had us do this thing where at the beginning of his seminar, he had us pull out our phones, pick out a leader, text them saying, hey, I just want you to know I'm praying for you. What can I be praying specifically for you about? Again, the way that we can utilize technology this day and age. Again, when I first started with student ministry, I didn't even have a cell phone. I didn't even have a beeper. Beepers were big back then. And I had none of that. But now,
smoke signals?
No, we would actually just, I would just have to use my office phone and call a kid hoping that they were home or something like that. But I mean, I had email, but the kids didn't have it. Anyway, so the reality was that it's amazing what you can do with technology now. So send a quick text message to kids, you know, connect with them. But if you wanted to do something like, I would say, quote unquote, programmatically, you're doing something that over this time that is pretty cool. Share what you're doing with the knocker balls and why that would be more beneficial than trying to do a youth group night.
Yeah, so the philosophy of this is just getting some touches with kids. Not that sounds weird, but
yeah, that does sound weird.
But like just like seeing them, investing in them for a little bit, and so we have these like those giant soccer balls that you can fit into and run around and smash each other's faces.
It's called knocker balls.
It's called knocker balls. We have those coming in tonight. We kind of worked it out with a guy that we'll have just teens for an hour, and then we're going to open it up to some of their families and some other people for another hour. And so teens can come for 2 hours and just have fun. There's no agenda, right? That's what I love about it. There's just no agenda. It's just you spending time with kids. It's this old school contact work. Just have fun and see them smiling and you smiling and you laughing. Sometimes, like, me especially, like, on a program night, like, when we're running Sunday night, I'm so in the mode of this needs to be done, then this needs to be done, then this needs to be done. It's hard for me to always have just a, be relaxed and just have a smile on my face, and that's where the leaders come in. But tonight, I can just be like, yeah, whatever, just go with the flow, have fun. Tomorrow night, just on a whim, just did a quick talk with a kid, talk to the parent, and we're going to watch Elf together tomorrow night at a kid's house. And just, it's another small thing, no agenda, but it's a great way to still see kids in the weeks.
Yeah, even though this is a holiday season, not everyone's leaving town. Like, we have 2 weeks off, and actually almost like a full week before Christmas starts. So the reality is kids are looking for something to do. Kids are bored. They're looking for something. So you can do it. Even though it's this holiday season, you can do some simple things with them. Again, I wouldn't recommend you doing youth group. You know, I hope you had your White Elephant Christmas party or a Christmas party that you did together where you sang Christmas carols or whatever it is. That's already out of the way. Now just enjoy time. Do simple things. Do, you know, the day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas, do the gift exchange where you take them out of the mall and let them return their gifts and get the things that they really wanted for Christmas. You know, so I remember that was always a big deal. So that's good. What other thoughts do you have, Corey? Okay, so that's all about, you know, this time of year. But how can you use this time also to be projecting forward? What are you doing to get ready for the new year?
Really taking time just to vision cast for 2016. Evaluate 2015. I've sent out things to leaders. Hey, how is our volunteer culture going? right? How are you feeling accepted, taken care of, all that kind of stuff. Getting that feedback from them, talking to parents, hey, what can we be doing better this year? And then really looking at this year from my perspective, hey, what do I think is working? What vision do I want to have for 2016? Something I'm realizing now is, you know, our middle school group is picking up a lot of energy. And if our ministry wants to continue to grow within the church and within the community, I need to be investing a lot more time and energy into these middle school kids that will be in the high school the year after. I think we're in a season of high school kids are coming and going. It's this iffy thing. And I came in this past year. I was like, hey, we want high schoolers to be there. We need to be investing in them as middle schoolers. And then they'll continue to show up. And that's been the case. You know, our middle schoolers have been rocking. And so for 2016, hey, what do you want it to look like? What plans do you have? What trips are coming up that you want to do again? So it's just a big time. I personally am planning on really just taking the day for myself, just spending the day, a day thinking through things, writing things out, and then following up with like someone like Tom or another pastor and saying, hey, this is where we want to go. Let's wrestle through this a little bit as a team, right? Then getting some leaders buy into it and then really seizing that direction from buy-in from a few different people.
Yeah, see, and I think you're right on this, Corey, because I can't stress enough. I know it's a holiday season. I know there's this tendency to want to relax and enjoy it, and you should be doing that. You should enjoy it with your friends and your family. But use it as a strategic time while you don't have every week youth group meetings to be planning or home group meetings to plan, to project ahead, to think ahead about what you can be doing today that will benefit your ministry next month, 3 months from now, 6 months from now. What can you be starting to get ahead of and be encouraging your leaders that way?
And I would say this, like, do that kind of stuff either before the holidays or before or after them all. So you have that holiday time just for you. Like, I would discourage you from doing a, hey, let's wake up, you know, the day after Christmas a little early and do 2 hours of stuff. Like, no, like, you do you and enjoy that time. Use this week to, like, find something that you're passionate about that you enjoy doing that you haven't gotten to do in a while. Maybe you're passionate about napping. Go take a nap. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Read a book.
Do something just
binge for watch you. Netflix.
Yes, there's a couple of new shows out that I've showed you. But anyways, like, there's some things that you can do just for you to just get fed, connect with God more just for you. You know, I can get into a season of I'm just reading the Bible because I'm putting it into a lesson, right? But it's not just for me. And so picking back up on some of these spiritual disciplines that you may have slacked off on. Because you can't take care of anyone else if you're not taking care of yourself too. So this is that season to redo that and reexamine your own personal life.
Well, yes, yeah, see, that's exactly right. So, Corey, this is fantastic. So, again, if you haven't checked out Corey's blog,
theconquerantofchaos.com. I know it's a long word, but go to theconquerantofchaos.com and you can find his latest thoughts. And he blog posts once a week, so it's fantastic. I'm actually trying to get on the blog post a little bit more. All right, Corey, thanks a lot for joining me, and I appreciate it. All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Corey Sullivan. So, you know, I don't know if you picked up on it because we kind of went all around on a few different things, but really there are three takeaways from this one. The three important to-dos that you can do this holiday season. And actually, again, as we talked about earlier, there's a few different breaks that you have throughout your calendar year that you can do these kind of things. But, you know, it's important to rest and relax for yourself. It's important to have some low-hanging fruit. You don't want to lose complete contact with students. Again, it's a very family-oriented time of year, but you don't want to be losing complete contact. So you text them, you know, message them, do something cool on social media for them, or go out for coffee, or go out and see how what they got for Christmas or whatnot. But also use this as an opportunity to vision cast for your leaders. Meet with them as well. Be intentional with some things there. Again, I'm not asking you to work 80-hour weeks, 50-hour weeks here to vision cast and do some low-hanging fruit because you need to rest and relax and spend some time with your family as well. But the reality is these are three things that I think are very important this time of year, and you can utilize these 2 weeks before this the new year begins to really set your ministry up for the long haul. So anyway, so I'd love to hear what you're doing. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Hit me up at YM Sidekick, or you can even hit up me at TA Pounder. I'd love to hear what you're doing these next few weeks to really set yourself up and to really relax, hit on some low-hanging fruit, and vision cast to your leaders. So share that with me. Also, I want to encourage you to sign up for the Sidekick Scoop. I'm going to have a link in it in the show notes, but the Sidekick Scoop is very simple. It's an email newsletter that I send out twice a month, but it's an opportunity for you to get some great resources in your email box just twice a month. I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to put a ton of stuff in it. Twice a month, into where I collect a lot of different podcasts. I look at a lot of different blog posts from all over the ministry world, and I put it together in one nice little email and send it out to you. So sign up for the Sidekick Scoop. You will not regret it. There's a lot of great content, not just from me, but from a lot of other sources as well. All right, everyone. Well, until I see you next week, I hope you have a great rest of the week.